Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
It's the Taylor Report, and we do these things live, so you know, this is we get surprises and stuff, mainly for ourselves. We think we're going to be able to hunt down our good friend David Himbara. I call him our good friend. He's a very important writer and historical figure in this whole issue of Rwanda. Last week on the program, we interviewed Justin Bahunga, who is a spokesperson for the political party led by Victoire Ingabire. And Victoire has been released. But as we said last week, solving one problem brings new questions, new issues. And so what we want to get at and are addressing is what lies in store now for Rwanda with the release of this very important political leader. She's a very courageous woman, I can tell you, by reading the Twitter account of David Himbara. Of course, you could also find this information at the site of Justin. Faustin Twagirimungu. He also has a Twitter account. God bless Twitter, until it disappears or they take us. Don't let us play. I don't like being in the hands of private entrepreneurs who know all about free speech. When you can have it and when you cannot have it, that's the way the ball bounces. But anyway, but thanks to Twitter, you can get some analysis, and there is news. And if we get David, we're going to be asking him about this. But the president of the country, that would be Paul Kagame, who's also the general of the country, seems to be a little unhappy that he didn't find Victoire Ingabire sufficiently contrite or didn't strike, he thought, the right tone. She has indicated she's not bowing down to anyone. She also says that she is prepared. And it's a very important story. She's prepared to return to prison. And this is a story of people like Martin Luther King and the story of Mahatma Gandhi and, well, of course, many, many political leaders. Prison is, one of the places you will find great leaders, probably more great leaders in prison than there are running countries at the moment. But she has indicated, that she's not going to become some kind of a little medal on the chest of the general to prove he's somehow a liberal person because he kept her in prison for 7 years illegally and under allegations that for a crime she definitely did not commit. One of the things, and we will be asking David about this, should we reach him, and we think we will, we're always optimistic, is that the African court, and there is a very important African court, and I have to fault the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, National Post, Test, and others for failing to point out that there is a court in East Africa, which has great credentials, which said that she had not received a fair trial and ordered Rwanda to release her.